one thing I learned was, growing up, that number one, I didn't know what they were. I didn't have a clue. I thought everybody was like me. I thought everybody saw the stuff I saw, heard the stuff I heard, smelled the stuff. I found out I was different. Where did I find that out? Especially in school. Oh, dear God. But I didn't know what it was about me, that, because nobody would tell me what it was. And I just knew that I would say things that really got people upset. They were right things, but I wasn't supposed to know them. Personal things. So I wandered around trying to figure out, what in the world is wrong with me? Why am I different? And I'd go to church. I was raised Baptist, God help me. And the preacher would say one thing, I would hear my guides would say, no, that's not correct. What's not correct about it? Well, God doesn't beat you with sin. He doesn't beat you with guilt. This is not correct. So as a child, I'd say, preacher? I don't think this is correct.
But they don't like that at all.
I found that out. And my teachers, I did the same thing with my teachers. My science teacher would say, well, this is what this says. And I'd say, that's not right. How do you know it's not right? Because I was told it's not right. This is the way it is. I didn't know what was going on. And I didn't know I was different. Mm-hmm. Well, I was searching the library to find out maybe what it was, because people kept telling me I was a witch. Hmm. I didn't know what a witch was. I was a Baptist, for God's sakes. So I'm looking, witchcraft, you know, what is a witch? Well, let's see, you have to be born on Christmas Day. Okay, I'm born on Christmas Day. My goodness. And you have to have this little thing on your little pinky finger. Okay, I've got that little thing on my pinky finger. It did say it in the book. That's probably sent to me by Satan.
Probably. Yeah. I was going to say that. That's pretty precise.
Your name has to be Carol Ann Pate. Oh, wow.
That's not me.
And it started giving all these things. You know, you can see spirits, you know things, da da da. I go, oh, dear God, I'm a witch. I can't be a witch.
I'm a Baptist.
What is a witch? What is a witch? I looked at it as a religion. Well, I'm not a witch. I'm a Baptist. I'm safe. But people kept calling me a witch because I did weird things. And as a child growing up that's gifted with psychic abilities, you do weird things. You see weird things. You say weird things. And you are different. And you're sensitive. And it's tough unless somebody says to you, you're gifted. You are gifted. You're special. Like it or not, you are a psychic, which means knowledge through the soul or from the soul. And I met this wonderful woman that taught me what I was. She was also very psychic and very mediumistic, and she assisted me in learning who I was and what I was. And I later joined the Spiritualist Church. Reverend Forrest Becker was the leader there. And she helped me to understand who I was and what I was and what my future was going to be. She told me I was going to come here and I was going to become famous through murder cases by working on them psychically.
And you said, right, Little Rock, Arkansas.
No, she didn't say. She said a mid-southern state. And she said, you will become world-renowned for working psychically on murder cases. I said, really? Now, I've been working on murder cases since age 12 with the police. And all these years, I was hiding what and who I was because people considered me a witch. And I was shunned and made fun of. And bullies. But I'll tell you what, it was good training for me because I toughened up. And I was a survivor. And I could bully back if I needed to. So all of you psychics out there, be proud of who and what you are. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. And if somebody says you're crazy because of it, it's because either they're totally ignorant or they're jealous or they're afraid. One of the three. But stand up for who you are and what you are and connect to God.
It's a gift from God.
It is a gift from God. It doesn't come from Satan.
See, that's what I was taught.
Yeah, I was told that too. Mm-hmm. It comes from God. All gifts come from God. Satan can twist your gifts, can make you believe that they're bad. Mm-hmm. But all gifts come from God. All creation comes from God. So whatever gifts you do have, be proud of them. Learn more, become knowledgeable, because knowledge abolishes fear. Any questions?
Any recommended reading?
Oh God, it's so hard.
I recognize that. I just was curious if there was, if you're going to learn more other than coming and bugging you, is there something you could do on your own?
Honest to God, it's so difficult because there's such garbage out there. And there really, really is. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it, but it's just the truth.
Your book, Carol.
Oh, I have a book. I have a book.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
To be fair, it was kind of hidden.
It's New Revelations. I wrote a book, New Revelations, a New Age Christian manual. It deals with possession. Mm-hmm. My guides made me write it. They helped me to write it, so I'm not this wonderful writer. But it was from the heart, and it teaches all about spirit possession, what they are, how and why, and how to deal with them. And it's the foundation for my church, in essence. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's good information in there. There's a lot of information for protection for self. Mm-hmm. Because as a human, you are always under attack. But when you want enlightenment, it tends to increase. I think maybe you're more aware of it. Or it becomes more blatant, mm-hmm. is what happens.
I think it's more blatant.
It becomes more blatant, I think, too.
So if you know how to deal with it and how to protect yourself, you're in good stead. You don't have to worry. And there is absolute protection. Not 100% because you have to learn.
Your lessons.
You have to learn. But the beauty of it is as you are learning, you are protected, which really, really helps. Because I'm telling you, I've gone through some wild stuff, demonic stuff. Woo, that stuff is, woo.
It's no joke.
No, it is not. And they can manifest anything.
Sure. They can actually move refrigerators. They can get very, very physical.
And very creative.
Extremely creative.
Yeah, but they're kind of blatant. Don't give them a lot of credit for intelligence.
The brute force, maybe, but not the...
Yeah, they're blatant. They're really...
You have to realize it.
You do.
That's
the major thing is you have to realize what's yours and what's theirs and who they are.
And what they can do.
Well, if you feed them fear, they can do anything. They can kill you. If you feed them with fear, they can destroy you. If you don't feed them with fear and you don't challenge them and you don't take them on through your ego and you learn who has authority, spiritual authority, and call upon those that do, you got it made. You have no worries.
They try to knock you off anywhere they can.
They hit your weaknesses.
Absolutely.
But they also teach you your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. So that you can show them.
Thank you.
Everything here is a teaching tool. If we recognize that, we can learn how to use it, and evolve. Or we can stagnate. It's up to you. Or we can de-evolve. That can happen too.
I prefer neither of those.
I stick
with the first one.
Keep trying to.
Moving forward.
Yeah, moving forward. Always.
Mm-hmm.
You can't become complacent.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause then you get in trouble.
Yes.
That's like not doing your homework in school.
Yeah. And you do it for a while. You get away with it for a while. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. Okay, let's see how you complete it now.
Yeah.
Pop quiz.
Try doing your trigonometry if you couldn't make it through algebra 1.
Tell you, they say, I just want a quiet, peaceful life. Why? Why do you want that? Don't you want to learn anything? Don't you want to have some adventures along the road?
Can't you have a quiet, peaceful life and learn?
No. No, you can't.
Suffering.
I'm sorry.
Struggling.
But you can choose to have a quiet, peaceful life every so often.
You get peace and joy and enjoyment when you pass your lesson and you get through it. And you can have long stretches or short stretches. It depends.
Your choice.
Your choice. Well, it's not really your choice. It's what you've earned.
Okay.
Which lessons you've chosen to deal with if you came in from the light.
I was talking about an R&R life.
Yes, every once in a while you really can have an R&R life. Which is my next one.
Give you 2 weeks and you'll be bored.
I would. I couldn't handle it. I really couldn't handle it. If I didn't have challenge in my life, I don't know. But we're here to be challenged. That's what school is all about. This is school.
Okay, so as far as psychic abilities, where do you place someone if they're called clairvoyant? They're not psychic?
Yeah, that's
they
a,
are.
That's
just
a psychic
to a
gift.
Degree.
Those are psychic gifts.
Okay.
There are all sorts of different psychic gifts. Do we have yours? What is it? The psychic dictionary?
I had to get mine online. And I found it online and I had it and then it disappeared.
Like the I think that's what you looked up, the audio.
Yeah.
Clairvoyant.
This is the best book I've ever got my hands on dealing with all psychic gifts, mediumship, all of that. It breaks it all down for you. What all the terminologies, everything. It's really phenomenal. And I don't think you can get it.
Because, well, everyone's not going to be like you, but people have degrees of psychic ability.
They do.
That's what I was trying to say.
Every human being has some psychic ability to some degree. Animals have psychic ability.
Mm-hmm.
We're a part of God. I don't know how more psychic you can get. Some people have shut theirs down. Knowingly and unknowingly. Sometimes trauma can shut it down. I remember there was a stage in my life that I did everything in my power to shut mine down. And almost succeeded for about 2 years because I freaked myself out. I did. I scared me. And it's tough when you scare you. So, I thought, whatever this is, I don't think I want it.
Do you differentiate a psychic experience or impulse from an instinct?
Yes. Yeah. It comes out of nowhere. An instinct is like an internal knowing. A psychic comes out of nowhere and is knowledge. There and its knowledge and it's complete. Okay? It's hard to put into words.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Like, I have instincts if I'm in danger.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is clench. I'm in danger. That's something we all have when we're truly in danger.
God gave us that.
God, it's our
listen warning. To
that's,
it.
That's an instinct.
Listen to
that's
it.
That's our survival instinct. Our survival instinct will react to some degree, even psychically, to people's auric feels. They rebel you.
An intuition. And others draw you in.
Others draw you in. Yeah. Pardon?
An intuition.
Intuition goes into the psyche. There's so many words for psychic. That's the reason the book is great, because it breaks all those down. Personally, I think it's a whole lot easier just to go medium psychic. Or psychic medium.
But when you say psychic, people think of you.
Right.
No, they seem to think of me as medium as well.
Well, you are.
I am.
But I'm saying to that level, when you say psychic, you think to the level that you're able, your ability is.
I know some very fine mediums that don't really do psychic work whatsoever. So, you know, it's specific gifts. And some people have dreams.
That's me.
Okay. Some people have the gift of interpretation. Word of knowledge, healing. Healing is a psychic gift, as a matter of fact. Spiritual psychic, but it's all spiritual psychic, in truth.
All spiritual.
I get information psychically, and I get information from guides. And it's different. And I can tell the difference.
Can you do a healing on someone that's asleep as long as they have given you permission before they've gone to sleep? Or do they have to be awake?
Doesn't matter if they've given you permission.
Okay.
But that's another thing I've learned. It's so frustrating. I was not born with the gift of healing. I learned the gift of healing. And I guess through that was sort of given that. But I learned the formula for the gift of healing, which I gave out on my webpage. And once I learned that I could heal someone, it was like magical. Well, I'll just go out here and heal whomever wants to be healed. You know, it's just awesome. And then I found out you can't do that. And there are levels and layers to who can be healed, who needs to be healed, who wants to be healed, who doesn't want to be healed, who has carried over past life problems for past life lessons that you can't heal. And I learned there's all these levels and layers of it. And I went, well, gee.
Takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah. What a bummer that is.
It's good for taking care of your own problems, though, in a pinch.
Yeah. And then I was told, as I got further into it, you need to find out the root of the problem, because there is a reason for the problem that they need to deal with in order to be able to accept a healing or receive a healing. Oh my God, does this never end? I said no.
Why don't you go into that a little bit about, like, if you break your right wrist. Why was it your right wrist that you broke?
Well,
or a finger or whatever.
I had osteoarthritis pop up on my little finger of my left hand. I want you to know that is a painful thing, like I have never experienced in my life. Now, it runs in my family. My mother had it. I guess her mother had it. And I went, I'm not doing this. My mother's hands were gnarled. And I am not doing this. I need to find out what this is. Something has caused this. Because I have learned that with arthritis, guilt and resentment was the root cause. So I'm going, okay, left hand, female. Who am I mad at? Well, earlier that day I had an argument with my husband. He made me really, really, really mad. And then I felt really, really bad about getting really, really mad about him, at him. So I was going to go buy him something when I went to Walmart to make it all better. And then I got guilty over doing that. And then I got mad again about what he'd done and said. And that thing popped up. And I went, okay. Obviously, I'm feeling guilty about getting mad at him and then feeling guilty over being mad and then resenting him for what he did, tap, 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 tapping it. It took me about 12 hours. It's gone now. It's completely gone. But I had to learn what the root is. And every aspect of your body is susceptible to physical, psychological, emotional, spiritual roots.
And accidents aren't accidents.
No, accidents are not accidents. I had one lady, she was a sweet person. She wanted to leave her husband desperately. Every time she tried to leave her husband, she had an automobile accident. Every single time, 5 times. Don't leave him. Stay with him.
It ain't worth it at that point.
Well, it turned out that he ended up passing, and she got a lot of money from his stay, and it saved her for years to come. There's reasons for everything, but we don't know it. We don't know it until, you know, maybe 10 years later, and then we go, oh, that's why that happened, or that's why I had that illness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, heal your body, Louise Hay. Wonderful.
Awesome.
Get to the root of stuff. But what I'm trying to get through is that every time you think you've got your level of knowledge,
no.
There's another one.
Yeah.
And another one.
And another.
It's a constant growth, and you never know everything. Ever.
Well, no.
And if you think about it, God's constantly expanding, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about the psychic stuff, and I don't mean to kind of leapfrog around too much, but you have different kinds of abilities, auditory things and sensory things, I think, with smell. Mm-hmm. Those are very slight, but what is that? That's the oddest thing.
I've had a...
Yes, they are, aren't they?
There are three things that comes with the smell part. One is guides. Guides will give you the smell of incense or floral. The other is dark side, sulfur, rotting flesh, mold, like moldy grave. They introduce you through smell.
Like there's something dead under the house, huh?
No.
No? Like a body?
No.
Okay.
Like a body, like... It's
flesh.
Really gross.
Mammal.
Yeah. The third are human spirits. You will smell what is associated with certain spirits. People. Like cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
Beer.
My
perfume.
Dad, whiskey.
Perfume, yeah, beer.
Perfume. Mm-hmm. Bacon and eggs. I had that one. That was cool.
Wow.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Different scents that represent them. That's what that's about.
Yeah.
What about auditory?
Auditory can be all sorts of different things. There are places that are filled with spirits, like lots and lots of spirits,
mm-hmm.
and you may actually hear lots and lots of voices
mm-hmm.
at the same time. That's where it's congested with spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one spirit. Very often, I don't know about you, but growing up, and most psychic or mediumistic children hear their names being called.
Constantly.
Called.
Yeah, it just goes with the territory. And it continues.
strange places too, from a closet or a
floor
or
whatever.
Yeah.
Usually from back here. That's usually the way I hear it. It's like in back of me. But that happens. Oh. So you may hear, I hear wars. I've gone to battlegrounds and I've heard battles. I went to New Orleans and heard the battle cry of the Republic. Them saying it.
Wow.
And sword fights.
Clanging of swords.
Yeah.
For clanging.
Yeah. Smell of blood.
Yeah.
Powder. I mean, the smells of war.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. It's things that are locked in time. And you hit that energy of that location and that time frame that brings it back. Because all time seems to be going at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I hate that concept.
When
I do it, just go, ah. You're welcome. Good questions. How are we doing on time?
Speaking of time.
I have a hard time with time.
I know, it all gets wonky.
You are. I'm on parallel universe time.
Yeah, that too.
How did you get involved with the murder investigation when you were 12?
I've told this before, so you don't have to play it again if you want. When I was 12 years old, one of my classmates disappeared. And the police showed up at my house. Now, mind you, we live in the woods, and we literally lived in the woods in California, Almaden. And they wanted to know if he had come to my house. And I said, no, why would he come to my house? Well, we understood that he was going to visit you. He doesn't even like me, and I don't like him. There'd be no reason for him to visit me. Well, we just want to know if you know where he is. And they handed me his picture. And I touched his picture, and all of a sudden, I'm walking in the pasture, and there's a young Hispanic boy, and he's behind me, and he's carrying a rifle, and he falls, and the rifle goes off and shoots me in the back. And I'm telling the police this, and I said, he's dead. He's in the woods, and this was an accident. And they said, where in the woods? I said, I don't know. He's in the pasture. They said, well, take us to him. I said, I can't take you to him because I don't know where he is. He's close to his home. He's not far from his home. And sure enough, they looked in the pasture, not far from his house, and he had been shot in the back by this friend of his, this boy, that had fallen, the gun went off. And what had happened was, I had a reputation in school for knowing things. Mm-hmm. So the police made up that whole thing to see if I would tell them anything, which I did. So I really got blasted at school. You know, I found mm-hmm. I found his body. And
Did they realize that you had an ability, or did they think that someone had just, you people told you things?
No.
And they thought you were a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very young one. I was 12. That was my very first murder case. Good question.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
I don't think I've heard that before.
I haven't.
Yeah, I don't remember you talking about that one either.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you've mentioned that it was your first murder case was at 12, but that was kind of
right. You've never expounded
told
on
the story.
That.
I guess we've never asked. Thanks, Laura.
There you go.
We have to ask the question to get the answer, don't we?
That's true.
Yes, you actually do.
You do. You have to ask the right questions.
There, isn't that what we were discussing? Here we are, full circle.
There you go. I thought I told that many times. I guess I did.
Mm-hmm. Maybe okay, in some sort of alternate.
Maybe. Could be. Yeah.
Astral travel.
Yeah.
When that happens, well, I'm sure it happens differently for different people. Through dreams in particular. How are you, I mean, there seems to be a difference between knowing you're dreaming and knowing you're astrally, you're...
Astral traveling?
Yes.
It's really hard. It's just really, really hard. Because I think probably the dreams that are really, really vivid are very often astral dreams, but it's into the future. It's basically what it is. You're traveling into the future, and you're there in the future. And that's why you can see everything and feel everything, and it's so clear. You can do astral travel knowingly.
Right.
But the way that you want to do that is you want to set it up so that you can prove for a fact that you've done it. So what you do is you have to put in your mind an address of where you want to go to. Say a friend. You have that friend put a playing card on a table in a specific room, right side up. And you go to that friend's house, you look on that table, you see what the card is. When you come back, you call the friend and you say, all right, you put an eight of spades on the table. Yes, I did. You've astral traveled.
Gotcha.
You always want proof. I believe in proof.
Yeah.
You can say all kinds of stuff, but if you can't prove it, it's not worth it.
Right.
You're a skeptical psychic medium.
Until proven.
The best
that's
kind.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Good question. Tonight's been really, really good. Mm-hmm. And did you feel uncomfortable being the only guy here?
He hasn't even noticed, have you?
I don't think he has.
Where are we?
10.
Oh, we did perfect.
Turn it down.